Hello and welcome back to When the Right One Comes podcast with your host, Bishop Greg Davis. When the Right One Comes is designed to assist you with navigating the dating and relationship space. Now do yourself a favor and download this episode so you can play it back whenever you need it. Let's tune in and hear Bishop dive into this topic.
Well, grace and peace, everybody. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And we decree and declare, send now prosperity into all of your lives. Those of you that are watching, those of you that are listening, whatever time zone you're on, whatever frequency you are on, good to see y'all. It is a great day to be alive. Any day above ground zero. Cindy Trim said that years ago on my show, is a great day to be alive. Come on in, invite and share. I have an exciting message today of empowerment to those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Dr. Nick, what a great message again. More on yesterday. We thank God for your gift and all that God is doing in your life. Y'all will be hearing from Dr. Nick more. It's good to share with the family today. Brandy, I pray that your mom is doing good, doing better. All of you, I pray that you're good. All of you, I pray that you're good. Let me fix this over here on Instagram, y'all. I apologize. It's a little tilted and it bothers me. Great day, everybody. Great day to be alive. I want to talk about the promise. The promise. Some of you are getting weary in the wait. The wait is becoming a weight to many of you. The wait is becoming a weight to many of you. And I want to talk about the promise is still, and I want y'all to listen attentively, not a lot of notes. Hey, Marcus, Marcus Crockett, Joy, good to see you. Mimi, Brandy, you over here too. Thank you so much. All right. You're welcome, Brandy. The promise, I want to decree and declare, Dejan, that the promise is still on. The promise is still on. Every now and then, you need encouragement to let you know that what was promised to you is still on every now and then, because we can get discouraged. If there's anybody on here that would tell you that they've never been discouraged waiting on what has been promised in the natural, I need y'all to invite and share. In the natural, we get discouraged if somebody tell us that they're going to do something and it don't happen. Miss Reem, she said, I have, yeah. Sometimes the reason why people don't fulfill their promises is because they don't have the adequate resources to back up. I need y'all to listen clearly today. They don't have the adequate resources to fulfill what they have promised. They just said a lot of stuff. They don't have the adequate resources. That's the reason why. They just They're just talking off the top of their head. They don't have the adequate resources to fulfill what it is that they promised. They meant well. There's some that mean well. Sonya, there's some that meant well when they said it. They didn't really mean to let you down. They meant well. They just didn't have the adequate resources, Dawn, to do what it is that they promised. They really wanted to do it. They wanted to see you happy. Some of you been in relationships and marriages and things and made promises. I'm doing the best I can, Joy. I feel like teaching. They meant well. They just didn't have the adequate resources. They wanted to give you the dream house. They wanted to give you the picket fence. They wanted to buy you nice things. They wanted to keep up with the Joneses, but they just didn't have. Have you ever been promised something before? And they just didn't have. You didn't really check them out. You just went off of the what? I'm teaching. The promise. Then there are those that promise you things and they really didn't never have any intentions. They're not like the last one. The last one worked hard to try to get you what they said, but they just didn't have what it take. I'm trying, Brandy. Brandy said I'm walking very heavy. I'm trying. I'm just telling the truth. The next one is the one that promises you and never had intentions. They built your hopes up. They promised you something that they never intended on giving you. They lied. They lied. I hate to tell you, they lied. They never intended. They were just trying to hold you where you were with a bunch of hot air promises. I'm talking good. You just had this conversation this morning. They never intended. He never intended to marry you. He never intended to spend the rest of his life with you. He lied. He wanted to hold you until something better came. That's it. Good to see you, Jessica. Empty promises. Don't have. And then there's the next one that promises. They have it, but they promise and they're never going to give it to you. They have it, but they're not going to give it to you. They're waiting for the right one to come that they really want to give it to. So they make a lot of promises. Promises. And then there are those that forget what they promised because they're promising everybody and they can't keep up. They're promising everybody. You get a car. Good morning, Mika. You get a car. Everybody get a car. You get a car. And they can't remember what they promised. They might have even been drunk. They can't remember what they promised. Drunken love, drunken promises. Is that what she says? But the kind of promise that I'm talking about is the promise that was in you before you were born. While you were yet in your mother's womb. Oh my God, I feel something creeping up. God put a promise on the inside of you. God put something so significant in you that it cannot be erased with time. It cannot be erased in the sand. It cannot be erased by people who make subtle promises that they can't keep, because this is from the promise keeper. This is your destiny. This is your dreams. This is your visions. This is your future. That's the kind of promise I'm talking about. I'm not talking about these little promises where people make them and leave, because God is not a man, I need y'all to invite and share, that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. If God said it, he is able to bring it, yeah, to pass. So what is a promise? It's a declaration or assurance. I'm doing my best, Mimi. She said, teach, preach. It is a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing, or that a particular thing will happen. It is a promise, is a declaration, Carolyn, of assurance that one would do a particular thing, or that a particular thing will happen. It's a word of honor, June. It's a word of assurance. It's a pledge. It's a vow. God cannot lie. Who does God swear by, Mika? He swears by himself, because there's nobody else that he can swear by to keep a promise. Oh my God, Dr. Paulette, I'm enjoying myself. Some people swear, I swear on my mama. I swear on my dad. Some people lie and swear on their mom and daddy. That's how trifling they are, but that's another subject. But God cannot swear upon nobody else. He swears upon himself, because his word is good. And that's what I came to tell y'all, that his word is good. It's a declaration. You have a declaration of assurance that he will do a particular thing. I don't know what the promise is over your life. Happy birthday, Mika. That's what God has on your life, a promise. He has a sworn oath over your life. God has a promise over your life. He's made a promise to you and yours. The promise is not just for you, but it's for those who are far off. Let me say it again. The promise is not just for you, but it's for those who are far off, those who have not yet to come. So what do you do? I'm walking slow. What do you do? You ready, Erica? What do you do when the promise don't look so promising? I couldn't wait to say that. What do you do when the promise don't look so promising? Let me ask it a third time. What do you do when the promise don't look so promising, when it's not as promising as it once looked? What do you do when the promise don't look so promising? It don't look so. It was Dr. Nick. It was just close up, but now it's in a distance. I could just see it, but it's in a far distance. What do you do when the promise? Oh, I see y'all. Continue to praise God, love God, all that. But y'all know it ain't that easy. If it was that easy, then we wouldn't complain. If it was that easy. But it just ain't that easy. What do you do? It was just close up, but it's in a distance. Now, worse, you barely can see it. The truth of the matter, what do you do? Many of y'all have a what do you do moment going on in your life. Somebody's sick. And your focus has had to shift. What do you do? Lord have mercy. When you just could see it, and now it's slipped away because of circumstances beyond your control. I know y'all gonna say trust God and praise him all the way through and all that stuff, but there comes a time when you just don't feel like that. If you would tell the truth of the matter, is there comes a time that you just don't feel like trusting. Matter of fact, come time, you don't even feel like getting out of the bed. You don't even feel like taking the covers over your... I was reading yesterday, dear friend, Hezekiah Walker was saying, man, I was having a moment. This is a man that the wrote songs, is going to get better. He just put on his Instagram. Because the fact of the matter, just having God in your life sometimes... You wonder, where is the promise? Because circumstances happen beyond our control. It's easy for it to slip away when life hits. When life hits you, unforeseen things come at you. But I came to remind you, Carolyn, Erica, the promise is still on. That what was... And whatever was, and whatever is, and whatever has been spoken over your life. God Almighty, the promise is still on. I don't know who this is for. It may not be for nobody. I may just be talking to myself. Because sometimes life throws you blows. Beyond your control, things that you did not even fathom, things that you did not even plan for. Don't care what it is, it looks like. I came to tell you, the promise it is still on. It don't look like it now because everything is turned upside down. But it was promised, and God is not a man that he should lie. I'm talking to some singles in here too. Don't get weary in well doing, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, I need three people to put in there. It's a done deal. One of the things we must realize, before I go to the text and I'm done, one of the things we must realize, the promise is not just about you. Now let me unpack that. The promise is not just about you. Now I could go a couple of ways with that, Jessica. Number one, it's not for you, just for you, but it's for you and yours, your children. Everybody around you, you affect. It's not just for you. It's never the promise. That's where we got messed up. The promise is never just about you. It's for those that have not even been born. It's, you are a promise carrier. You're carrying for so many other people, your children, June. But in the other way, you just can't bring it to pass. So it's not just about you, Mika. You don't even know all the people that's going to get you to your promise. You have not even met the main players. Y'all don't really know when to shout. You think you have. You don't know all the people that's going to be involved to get you to your promise. They are revealed as we take the journey. I prophesied that those people that God is getting ready to put in your life, those are the main players that are getting ready to come. And that's the reason why you don't stop on the journey. You may not have met the key players yet. The ones that's going to get you to your promise, the one that's going to introduce you to the right person. Because ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it only takes one person. It don't take a whole lot of people. I told y'all that long time ago. It don't take a whole lot of people. It only take one person that knows one person, that knows one person, that knows another person. They are Carolyn. That's who they are. They are the ushers of life. And then all of a sudden, I need 29 people. Hey, Broderick. Love you, sir. Then all of a sudden, y'all ready? I need you to put four letters in with as many exclamation marks. Boom. B-O-O-M. Exclamation, exclamation. Boom. Here you go. Boom. You met the person. Boom. Just like that. It's a defining moment. You meet the right person and boom. They turn your life upside down, inside out for the good. Boom. That's what's getting ready to happen to you. Many of you are getting ready to have the boom effect. The right person just hasn't turned up. The right situation, the right circumstances, the right. It only takes one person. And be careful how you handle people. Y'all not saying nothing. Because they could be your boom effect. The promise is still on. You just have not met the promise. Just like that. Every dream, everything that you have believed God for, that person comes along. And it starts coming together just like that. Boom. Just like that. You had other people make you promises. You had other people you thought were going to be the ones. And ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, they don't look like the one you thought that was going to be the one that was going to help you fulfill the promise. You had some other people that promised you and they left you. They left you high and dry. They told you that they were going to do this for you and they told you that they were going to do that for you. And then all of a sudden, it is so hard to believe. It is the boom effect that this person now is helping you bring to pass everything that you dreamed of. Everything you believe for, everything you hope for. Because it only takes one person. So I don't want you to get discouraged over the ones that promised, the ones I was talking about in the beginning, the ones who promised and left. No. Don't get weary because those that promise. Do you know I would be a millionaire if everybody that told me that they was about to get some money and they was going to bless the bishop? Y'all had some people like that, but they wasn't the ones. They had good intentions, but their motives wasn't right. Y'all not saying nothing. But I came to echo one more time. The promise is still on. You just have not met the key players yet. And some of y'all, it's going to happen in 2023. This is going to be the year where you will reap. This is going to be the year where you will reap. This is going to be the year. Can y'all hear me? Let me know y'all can hear me. Where God is going to put the key players together. Stop crying over those that didn't help. stop moaning and bemoaning those that didn't help and those that, hey, here's the announcement that I came to make. Every setback was a setup for your comeback. Everything is still on schedule. Don't just hear me, believe it. Did y'all hear what I said? Everything, Prophet Jerry, is still on schedule. The enemy will make you think I'm this age, I'm that age, I'm this way, and it cannot happen. But the enemy, the devil, is a liar. Everything that God promised is still on. The promise keeper. He's keeping his promise. You just have to meet the right person. You just have to meet the right person to energize you again. You just have to meet the right person to encourage you again. You just have to meet the right person to get you on your feet again. You just have to meet the right person to dust you off and help you believe again. You just have to meet the right person that would help push you. You need a push. Yes, God, you need it. And I came to give you your push. The person is key to getting you to your promise. The promise is still on. In 2 Kings, it fell on a day, 2 Kings 4 and 8, it fell on a day that Elisha passed the Shunem. Bless you, Serena, Serene. I love when people say that. I needed to hear this. But hang in there. Put your seatbelt on. It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. She constrained him to eat bread. And it was so that as often as he passed, he turned in hither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God. I told you it only takes one person. It only takes one person. It only takes one person to change your life. I perceive this is a holy man. You got to perceive when that person comes. Lord, I need somebody to put that in the chat. Perceive when the one comes. Y'all not saying nothing. Perception of the person who has been sent to help you fulfill your promise is key, because if you don't perceive them, then you will lose them. If you don't perceive them, then you will mishandle them. If you don't perceive them, Mika, then you will abuse them. If you don't perceive that they have come and don't handle them like the promise breakers. And that's where discernment and perception, I'm done, y'all, because y'all not hearing me. That's where discernment and perception comes in. She perceived that there's something different about this man. She says to her husband, let's make a chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let's set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. It shall be when he comes to us that he shall turn in hither. And it fell on the day that he came and he turned into the chamber and lay there. Jessica, that's good. If you don't perceive them, then you cannot receive them. And Jessica, not only can you not receive them, you can't receive what they have. Because everybody is not who you done dealt with in the past. Some of us are going to miss it because we don't perceive. So we don't receive from them. She perceived that there's something different. There will come a time in your life that God will send somebody in your life that is different. They didn't come to play with you. They came to do business. They came to get you where you're supposed to be. Somebody somewhere got your name on their lips to take you where you never been, to get what you never had, to receive what you never received. But you got to perceive. She perceived, and she told her husband, and her husband was in agreement. They didn't want nothing. And most of the time, the one that's going to help you you want to help them, and they really got what you need. Y'all not saying nothing. I feel like teaching today. Patricia, where you at? Now, because she perceived and because she gave first to him, y'all not saying nothing. I wish y'all was in here. I got 28 minutes and I'm out of here. He says to his servant Gehazi, call this Shunammite. I'm going to paraphrase because it's a lot of reading. And he said, asked of her what it is that she needs. Here come the promise. What is it that she needs? Now, because she's been nice to us. That's the way real relationships work. They are reciprocals. They are two-way streets. Y'all not saying nothing. But we're so worried about what we gonna get. And usually the person that really comes to help you, they really don't need nothing from you. They just came to help. She stood before him and said, say now unto, behold, thou hast been careful for us. You done took care of us. With all this cares, what can we do for you? Would thou be spoken to the king or the captain of the host? And she answered, she said, I dwell among my own people. That meant that she didn't need him to speak up for nothing because she was already well off. That's what that means. I dwell among my own people. She had means. So then what can we do for you? Gehazi answered and said, verily, she said, no child. She has no child. There's no heir. That H-E-I-R. There is no one to leave legacy. If she dies and her husband dies, y'all not saying nothing. They have nobody to leave birthright to. Y'all not saying nothing. Husband is old. They have no child. They have no legacy. They have no. We think for now. I told y'all consistency breeds what? Consistency breeds what? Huh? Longevity. Longevity breeds legacy. He said, call her. And he speaks to her. He, in those days, the prophet was the voice of God. And he said, tell her about the time of life. In 9 months, her promise is going to be fulfilled. According to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. She said, don't lie to me. Don't lie to your handmaiden. And the woman conceived and bare a son. In the season that he lied. Promise fulfilled. That's easy, ain't it? Promise fulfilled. 9 months, promise fulfilled. You're going to have a child. That's all I want. Promise fulfilled. Everything looks good. Huh? Son being raised, they got a legacy. Y'all not saying nothing. They got a legacy. Sounds easy, don't it? Keep reading. And when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out to his father's through the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. And when he was taken and brought him to his mother, he set her on his knees till noon. And then the promise died. The child dies. The child is the promise. The child dies. What do you do? I'm a preacher, y'all. When what God has promised you dies. You just had it. You was just raising it. You was just tending to it. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? What do you do when what God promised you, I started at the beginning, begins to slip away from you? You just saw it. You just held it. You just realized it. You just felt it. You just spoke to it. You just opened it. You just start doing business with it. And then all of a sudden, life. Y'all not saying nothing. Life happens. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to somebody. I know I'm talking. Because life happens, and what do you do when it was just there? You just sensed it, and God said it. You know God said it. You know you're not crazy. You heard it. You felt it. And all of a sudden, Frega, you see it taken away from you. You lose the business. You're not saying nothing. You lose the business. You lose. Wait a minute. The prophet said that I was going to have a child. This don't look like. What happens when what you was promised now don't look. Don't look so promising. You saw something when you was younger, but now you're older and you it's fading away. What happens? What do you do that when what you were promised dies? Not physical death, but it's not working no more. Sales are dried up. Orders are not coming in. People are not. What do you do? What do you do when you just touched it? You believe for it was promised to you. The prophet said it. God's mouthpiece. God told you. Some of y'all, it wasn't the prophet. The prophet told me, I'm going. My promise is going to be fulfilled. 9 months, the baby came. The baby is now a boy, goes to work with his father. And it dies. She went and laid him on the bed. Not her bed. She laid the promise on the bed of the man of God. It's in the text, y'all. She never got rid of the bed. Come here, Prophet Jerry. I don't know if you can hear me. She never got rid of the bed because the promise came. She didn't stop. Y'all, I'm gone because y'all don't get this. She didn't get rid of the bed of the source that promised her son. She laid the child on the bed of the prophet, not on her bed, shut the door upon him and went out. And she called her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God. What do you do when what was said dies? When it don't look like a promise no more? when it looks like now a broken promise. I just had it. I just had the money and life came up. I just had the money. I was saving it for the house and I was saving it for the business. And now I got medical bills. I got medical bills. What do you do when you just felt it? You just saw it. You just believed for it. And now it slipped out of your hands. He said, wherefore thou wilt thou go to him today is neither the new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I need 29 people to put in the chat. It shall be well. I need 29 people to put in there. I don't care what's going on with you. It shall be well. Huh? Huh? I don't care if your promise ain't looking good right now. It shall be well. I don't care what the enemy said. It shall be well. I don't care what it's looking like. I can't. I know y'all got a little sad because the child died, but ain't in there. And he said to her, servant, drive, go forward, slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God, to Mount Carmel. She went to the high place. What do you do? What do you do when what God tells you to do don't look like it no more and it dies? I'm glad you asked. You go back to the source. You don't start cussing. You don't say to God, you made a mistake. You go back to the source that gave it. She went to the high place. She went to the man of God. I'm done, y'all. And when the man of God saw her afar, he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? He want to know, is everything well? And she answered. Watch faith. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. Watch this. Come in, Nairobi. She says, her child is dead on the bed. The promise, what he promised her, what the man of God promised her, she could be cussing him out. She could be saying, you a liar. You blah, 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 blah. Instead, she says, and I need three people to put this in there. It is well. It is well. It is well. I don't care what you're going through in your life. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what looks like has daunted, been daunting, and is fading away, and the light is going out on your promise. I came to tell 29 people in 15 minutes, I'm done. It is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. It may not feel well. It may not look good. But what do you do when the promise ain't promising no more? You go back to the source of the promise, and that is God himself. And when she came to the man of God, to the hill, she caught him by his feet, and Gehazi came to near her to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for thy soul, her soul is vexed with her. And the Lord had, you're welcome, Paulette. And the Lord had hid it from me, have not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up your loin, go to the house, lay your staff on the boy, go ahead of us. When you get there, don't meet no man. Just go straight in and lay your staff. Guys, he told his servant, lay your staff on the boy. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed Gehazi, and he laid the staff upon the face of the child. Neither voice nor breath came into the child. And Gehazi came and said, the child did not wake. What do you do when your promise need resuscitation? What do you do when what you saw now has no life in it no more? Somebody's crying, listen to this. What do you do when your dreams was just dreaming and your vision was just visioning and your hopes were just hoping and now they flickered away? It is well. Elisha was coming to the house, and behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed, and he went in therefore and shut the door upon them. Do you not realize that the same God that gave you the promise is the same God that can bring it back to life? Some of you have allowed life to kill your promise. Some of you have allowed people to kill your promise. It's laying there. And when he walks in the room, he lays on the boy and the boy begins to breathe. I've come to lay upon your promise and speak life to it. The promise keeper. Your business, your dreams, your desires, your ambitions. Everything that God has promised you is coming to life. It shall live again. And the son began to breathe. I speak life to your dreams. I speak life to your possibilities. God is sending somebody from somewhere to speak life to your dreams. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who this is for, but your dreams are living. Your possibilities are living. Everything around you is living. Father, thank you that dreams are living. Possibilities are living. Visions are living. Whatever you said over our life, it shall come to pass. You're not slack concerning your promises. You're not slack concerning your will over our life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life to dreams, to visions. Bring them to pass. Come on, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive life. Dreams are living again. Visions are living again. Desires are living again. Hope is hoping again. It is well. It is well. It is well. You're dreaming again. You're dreaming again. It is well. You're dreaming again. Live. 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 Yes, he promised it. Yes, it looks dark. Yes, you could just see it. But live. as Dr. Nick said yesterday, the more is coming. So live. 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 I'm done. Live. Live. I want you to hear this in your sleep. Live. Possibilities of living. Live. I speak life. Live. 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 That business is going to live. That idea, those books you're going to write. That speaking engagement, those somebody on here, you the Lord has showed you, you're a motivational speaker. Live. Every dream shall live. Thank you, Father. It is well. Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well. When peace like a river attended my way, and sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well. She didn't lose hope. She went back to the source. She started it over from the source. She never got rid of his bed, the prophet's bed. She laid the child in the bed of the promise keeper. She went and looked for the promise keeper. That's it, Yvonne. Pick up your dreams. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. Pick up your dreams and walk. I want you to give a promise-keeping seed today. That's what we're calling the seed today, promise-keeping seed. I'm done. We're leaving. There's two levels. Promise-keeping seed. There are those that are going to give a $40 seed, the promise, 40. Children of Israel. Promise fulfilled after being in the wilderness 40 years. And then there are five people that are going to double that seed because you got big dreams of $80. 40 or 80. And I want you to put in the comments, promise seed. Don't delay. Don't wait. Don't think about it. Don't sit there complaining about what is happening. You're sowing a $40 seed, the promise seed. $GregDavis10. If you're on, let me put it in here, on Instagram, GregDavis10. GregDavis10. PayPal, contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. Zelle, GregDavisShow@gmail.com. Venmo, GregDavis1. You're given a $40 seed. It's the promise seed. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. If God said it, he is able to bring it to pass. Some of you are given 40. Some of you are given 80. Give that seed a promise today. He is a promise keeper. He is a promise keeper.
Thank you for listening to this episode of When the Right One Comes podcast with your host, Bishop Greg Davis. Hopefully you found this message valuable and took notes that you can revisit as you navigate your daily and relationship life. As a valued member of When the Right One Comes, we ask that you do these three simple things to aid us in moving forward in our mission. One, download this episode so you can listen to it over and over again. Two, be sure to share it with your friends and family who can benefit from listening. And three, sow into the mission of When the Right One Comes by sending in your Cash App to $GregDavis10. Again, that's $GregDavis10. Your donations help us continue this work. Thank you again for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode of When the Right One Comes with Bishop Greg Davis.